and got herself stuck in a crevice trying to receive it. Retrieve it, 7 hours she was stuck in there, upside down in the crevice, 7 hours. She was rescued, but she never found the phone. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Let's check our news of the morning first with CBS.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Thousands of striking Boeing workers head back to picket lines this morning after rejecting a contract proposal from the plane maker. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has our top story.
The latest deal offered a 35% raise over 4 years and upgraded health and retirement benefits, but what was missing was a pension. This striker in Everett, Washington has voted no.
We've made too many concessions. It's our time to get back and get the things that we've been shorted for the last 10 years.
That's when the pension plan was eliminated. Boeing is getting ready to cut 10% of its global workforce. With 12 days remaining until the election, Vice President Harris says she believes claims by Donald Trump's ex-White House chief of staff, the former president is a fascist and he'd rule like a dictator.
It compels a lot of people to be concerned about the future of our country with Donald Trump at the lead.
Harris at a CNN town hall in suburban Philly, Mr. Trump making a declaration at a packed rally in Duluth, Georgia.
The American people are fed up with the people that are leading us down a road to disaster.
As early voting continues in Georgia, state officials confirm an attempted cyber attack on its absentee voting website. In Russia, the parliament speaker announcing a new military pact with Pyongyang a day after we learned thousands of North Korean troops are training in Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It's a strategic partnership treaty, and it calls for Russia and North Korea to come to the other's assistance if either is attacked. It's the strongest agreement between Moscow and Pyongyang since the end of the Cold War. South Korea warned again today it will not sit idle if North Korean troops now in Russia help Moscow fight in Ukraine.
Palestinian officials say 16 people have been killed, among them children, in an Israeli strike in Gaza today on a school that was being used as a shelter. They say another 32 were wounded. No comment from Israel. Also today, rescue workers announced they've stopped working in northern Gaza because of IDF threats to bomb and kill its crews. For drivers, new data show automatic braking systems have improved dramatically, but they still have a ways to go in preventing crashes in older model cars. AAA's Greg Bannon.
We have been testing these systems for well over a decade. They have the great potential to reduce injuries and prevent crashes.
The systems rely on forward-facing cameras and other sensors to trigger the brakes. S&P futures up 27. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you like downtown traffic tie-ups and campaign visits, Kenosha's got you covered today. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at a Team Harris Walls block party. The event is being held at a downtown Kenosha business and will also feature the Maryland governor. Some downtown Kenosha roads will likely be impacted from the afternoon through the early evening. On Monday, the action returns to Racine with a J.D. Vance rally at Memorial Hall. Early voting in Racine and Kenosha continues to draw large crowds. Voters faced long lines and extended wait times for the second consecutive day yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says issues with clerks' label makers are a contributing factor to the delays, particularly in printing labels for in-person absentee ballots. To speed things up, the commission has authorized clerks to handwrite voters' information on ballot envelopes instead of waiting for labels to print. And the new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the No. 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a quarter inch or more. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
My old man, he didn't help either. The time I was kidnapped, they sent back a piece of my finger. He said he wanted more proof. My old man, he didn't help at all, my old man. We used to play tag and he'd drive. My old man, he didn't help either. Kept taking me to the zoo. He said he was hoping my real parents would claim me. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. But he carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet. I mean, are you kidding? My old man never liked me. When he took me hunting, he gave me a 3-minute head start. And on the way home, he tied me to the fender, put the deer in the car.
And let's say good morning to Kelly Cruz. I love saying that name. It sounds so Hollywoodish. Kelly Cruz. Related to Tom? Did anybody ask you if you're related to Tom Cruise? People don't do that, do they? First of all, you have it spelled differently.
Right.
But people, move closer. I want to hear everything you have to say. People don't really ask you that, do they?
Every day.
Really? No. Are you related to Tom Cruise? There must be a million Cruises out there.
No.
Are you related to Tom Cruise? Just say yes. He's my brother. Well, good morning. Kelly is the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation of this vibrant downtown we have. When's the Christmas tree going up?
The week of November 4th.
So coming up.
Yeah, actually this morning we are moving the giant flower pot in Monument Square.
Where do you keep that?
We have a storage facility that it fits in. It's pretty big, yes.
Put it in my front yard. Right there on Main Street.
Yeah.
Okay, the flower pot's coming down, then the tree comes up. Now, this isn't a real tree this year, right? It's a fake tree.
Correct. We had that last year as well, so it's a 23-foot pre-lit LED giant Everest.
Oh, so you don't have to do the lights and everything on it.
Yeah, so which makes it so much better. It's still quite a lot to set up, so it's...
Yeah, but at least no one's climbing a ladder, putting those lights all over it.
Yeah, I mean, you still need a bucket truck to get to build it up high enough. But yes, it's a pretty cool process. We're adding a star topper to the tree this year and some additional decorations, so that's exciting. And we're getting some brand new holiday wreaths because those needed to be replaced desperately. So
you talk about the ones on the light posts?
Yes, yeah. So we're kind of slowly trying to upgrade all of the Christmas lights. It's quite the endeavor, and it takes time and money, but we have a plan of just slowly every year getting a little bit higher class and bringing it back to, man, we see those pictures from those retro Racine accounts and
it looked
so cool. And things just slowly got outdated, but we're slowly getting there.
These will be the retro Racine pictures in 20 years from now.
Goodness.
They're going to say, man, I don't know who was in charge, but wow, downtown looked great. Now we got a Charlie Brown Christmas tree set up down there. But they used to have this beautiful tree. That tree should last forever.
Yeah, they do last pretty long. And the really cool thing is, as you can save up funds, you can actually grow it. So you can make it 5-10 feet taller every year or as funds allow. So there's the potential to even get bigger with it.
I'm going to show you something you've probably never seen before. This is Monument Square. And this was during World War I. This was on display in 1918, a howitzer cannon.
Well, I'm actually surprised. It's one of the few Monument Square shots I have not seen.
It's Monument Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that cannon. Look at those doughboys.
Yeah, look at the sailor back there. Yeah, that's a neat picture. There's a lot of really wonderful pictures of Monument Square if you go on some of those social media feeds. I think one's called Retro Racine. And
yeah, but look at that cannon. That's a killer.
Yeah.
And it's aimed at the building across the street. Looks like a hotel. It's aimed ready to go.
Yeah,
didn't they tell these people don't aim guns at anybody? Anyways, that's Monument Square. That should be. That's neat. All right. So far, we haven't had any really cold weather.
I know. So it's coming up so quick this year.
I know.
But, I mean, before you know it, it's holiday season and shopping. And
Santa's going to get sunstroke. Because it's...
You know what? After so many freezing cold winter vortex type seasons, I think we're all okay with a slightly warmer winter this year.
They once tried to put an ice skating rink right in Monument Square.
We did that.
It's tough because it's got to be cold out for that.
It was so difficult. And of course, it happened to be a warmer winter. And then the winter after that, we put it up. And it was like more snow that year than ever before. And so trying to snowblow that was quite the endeavor. So it's just not, our winters are just so diverse. Unless you had a permanent structure that was cooled and regulated, it just doesn't
work. They used to have an ice skating rink over at Festival Hall with refrigeration and everything, but it wasn't worth it to repair it.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it back. Who knows? They're doing a wonderful job down there, so.
From the Kelly Cruz Foundation for the philanthropic work for putting a new skating rink.
Oh, God.
How about that foundation? All right, so you had the candy crawl last week. How'd that go?
Wow. That was,
Talk about cavities
and kids. There were droves, thousands of families and kids downtown. I mean, you could hardly walk on the sidewalks. There were so many people. I know most of the businesses went through over 1,000 pieces of candy each.
Whoa.
Each.
That's
yes,
a lot.
And we had over 40 businesses participating. The costumes this year were really incredible. Some really cute costumes where the whole family got dressed up. So if you check out our Facebook page, you'll see a lot of those as we posted them. But we are back again this Saturday. So if you missed it, you can get your costume on and head back downtown this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Heck, and even if you had a good time last weekend and you want to come back down, you can do that. The weather should be nice and sunny. And granted, it won't be like last Saturday, which was over 70 degrees and just gorgeous out.
Still,
but it's
be
still
nice.
Going to be in the 60s and sunny. So
that's right. Sunny.
Just a great reason to come downtown. While you're down there, make sure you're shopping and dining and having lunch and really supporting these businesses. Start looking at what you're going to buy for the holidays. You know, really just start thinking about how you can support these small businesses.
Well, here's what the Rosens are giving out this Halloween. Somebody at my church brought this box in, and I said, these are pretty good. They're little mini Pop-Tarts. They look like Pop-Tarts, but they're like the size of your thumb. And they come in a pack. Each box comes in about 30, 40 packages, but each package has about 8 or 9 Pop-Tarts in it.
Yummy.
It is yummy. So the Rosens are going to do that this year, something totally different. And so we're going to do that. Plus, we have some candy jelly stuff. And so we decided instead of candy bars this year that everybody does, the Rosens are doing something different this year.
I like it.
One year we did, my wife bought no name brand candy. One of the kids actually threw it back at our house. Took it out of his bag and smashed it across the house. And I'm not eating this.
The first year I bought my house, I was giving out candy. And apparently the owner before me used to give out those full-size candy bars because one of the kids looks at me and goes, that's it? No full-size candy bar? I'm like, whoa, apparently I was the house that gave those away and I didn't know it. But
we had a guy in our block when I was growing up. He worked for Nabisco. And he used to bring all this expired cookie, all the cookies, you know, Oreos and everything, but full-size packages. And his living room was loaded with boxes, and they were expired. Who cares? You know, the expired Oreo cookies, what do I care? They just couldn't sell them anymore, so he used to bring in the boxes, and just everybody got a full box of Oreos when they came to his house. We used to hit his house 3 times a night because we went trick-or-treating from 6 a.m. to, like, you know, when nobody answered their doors anymore at midnight.
Yeah.
So it was great, and Then you have the lady on the block. Here's two pennies for you. What am I going to do with that? Two pennies. And you got the woman who dropped the apple right through your paper bag. And, you know, there's always had those people. All right. We have a whole bunch of events coming up in November and December downtown.
Yes,
you
yes.
guys are busy. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here this morning. It's 7:15 here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Tis the season. Stephen King's novel Carrie is about to hit the little screen. Prime Video has announced that Mike Flanagan will turn King's novel into an 8-episode series. Flanagan has worked on other King stories, including Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. Carrie is the novel that put King on the map back in 1974. It was turned into a feature film in 1976. It's a great time of year to check out anything by Stephen King. In addition to horror films, there have been a slew of animated films released this year that impressed both critics and theater owners. IndieWire just released its Oscar predictions for Best Animated Feature, and Pixar Disney's Inside Out 2 is the odds-on favorite for Best Picture. The film made $1.6 billion worldwide. It is the highest-grossing animation film of all time. Other contenders include DreamWorks' The Wild Robot and Sideshow's Flow. Great recommendations for this weekend if you're done with the scares. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight at 6 p.m. and every weeknight at 6 p.m. on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
7:19 at WRJN Local News. Tanless Hits. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here today. Before we get to the new events, let's talk about some of the old ones. Since we were here last, we talked about Party on the Pavement coming up. How'd it go? I was there. Looked great to me.
Oh, yeah. It was such a good day. The weather cooperated. It was just, everyone was in a good mood. It feels like it's where the entire community just comes together, and the music was great. The BMX stunt performances were great. They had Mexican dancers doing performances that were awesome. There was a really cool car show that we brought back.
Yes, I saw the car show.
So we brought the car show back, which was really cool, and everyone loved that. I mean, the amount of food trucks was just...
A lot of food. If you didn't want to eat the food, you could just walk by for the smells. They were free.
Yeah, it was, I would say, all in all, just a fantastic day for the community.
My wife and I ducked into the RAM. I hadn't been there in years.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, so we walked into the RAM, and we took our, you know, tour, and everything was very nice. I told the guy, I said, you know what I thought the best exhibit was? There was this clear plastic box that people were putting money in. I thought that was the best exhibit I've seen, that donation box. It was. He said, good, because we got three more right up front here.
It's the largest craft collection of art in the entire United States. So, we have such this gem right in the heart of our downtown. And, it's always changing. They're always, redoing the displays. And it's just, the curator is great there. So, yeah, if you haven't been in for a while, you should really check it out. First Fridays, it's free admission, too. So, if you come down during the November... First Friday, you can stop in there free of charge.
And here's a little fun fact a lot of people don't know. WRJN Studio used to be right there in the RAM at one time. Well, before it was the RAM, it was a bank.
Yeah.
And WRJN, before they had this building, back in the 40s and 50s, was located in that building.
I wonder if the safes are still in the basement there.
Well, and also, that was the bank that Dillinger robbed.
Correct.
If you watch the movie with Johnny Depp, they actually talk about it. On the radio, while he's driving, or the police are driving, hey, just knocked off the bank in Racine, took hostages. We had one of the original hostages on the air here once. She's long gone, but Tom Carco interviewed her. She was taken hostage by John Dillinger. What a claim to fame.
Yeah. I don't know if in a good way, but...
I know. It's just, wow, what a historical moment. So anyway, that was the bank that Dillinger robbed. Now it's the RAM. Yeah, you wonder if they have any safes in the... Like, we have safes in this building we just can't get rid of because we...
They're so big, yeah.
What are you going to do with it? You can't get them out the door. You have to take half the building apart. Let's talk about some of the events coming on downtown.
Well, we have a really fun one coming up this...
Wait a second. How about Dillinger Reenactment Day?
Oh, good Lord.
Wouldn't that be great? Have some Model Ts coming down the block and Tommy guns?
We'll see.
Okay.
But the one I'm really excited about is coming up November 2nd, and that is our... Beer and Bacon Walk. And we've really revamped this and upgraded this walk. Let me tell you, just picture we have bruschetta with bacon, smasher pork patties, bacon chicken bombs, moonshine bacon crack, prosciutto bacon, bacon cheese bites, bacon potato skins, bacon barbecue meatballs. You get 20 different bacon appetizers and then 20 different beers at 20 locations. So you walk around downtown, and if you are a bacon fan, this event is for you. It's all catered by all downtown businesses as well. So you're really supporting them. And, doesn't all that food sound good?
Bacon wrapped in bacon.
Yes.
Topped with bacon.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be...
with bacon flakes poured on top of it.
When I'm telling you this is the best food lineup we've ever had, I mean it. And there are still... probably less than 100 tickets left, but if you go to racinedowntown.com, you can purchase tickets or go to Eventbrite. It is going to be phenomenal.
Bacon. That's on November 2nd.
And on 2nd. November 2nd, I heard that bacon is actually healthy for you. Just that day, though.
Bacon. Wrapped in bacon.
It will lower blood pressure on November 2nd.
Bacon. If you don't like to eat something, just wrap it in bacon.
Yeah. We've even had chocolate-covered bacon in the past.
Like water chestnuts. Really, they always wrap them in bacon. You know why? Because nobody eat them if it wasn't wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
How about bacon-wrapped shrimp? Wouldn't that be good?
Ooh,
bacon wrapped lobster.
Ooh,
that's good. I know. Even for breakfast, that sounds good.
I guess that's a true surf and turf right there.
By the way, Kurt Vollman just texted me and said, "Yes, the safes are still in the building
at
the RAM."
Oh, okay.
I mean, they could use them for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember the combination.
Yes, true.
A lot of these people, I don't know the combination.
Yeah.
Then they lock it and they can never open it again. We didn't mention the flannel first Friday, did we?
We haven't yet. Well, so November 1st, First Fridays is back for Flannel First Friday. So if you wear your favorite flannel shirt or, heck, you could even wear flannel pants.
How about flannel pajamas? Is that what you're talking
about? Flannel pajamas if you want. I was thinking wear flannel shirts, but hey, yeah. Flannel pajamas or bottoms. But a lot of the stores are going to be giving you some extra specials, some savings. Of course, there'll be live music throughout downtown. Great way to start eyeing up what you're going to be shopping for the holidays. And First Fridays is always fun.
It is. I love it. Big crowds and everything. Mm-hmm. And you always run into somebody you haven't seen in a while.
Just always.
Don't make it the person you owe money. You know, you don't want to run into that person. They'll say, hey, Don, remember I loaned you $50? Nope. Next.
I think that's what makes the First Fridays event so cool, because you know you're going to run into people. You don't even have to plan it. You just say, okay, everyone's just going to First Fridays, and you know you're going to run into people.
My problem is I can't remember names. Mm. And this happened. We ran into somebody at the Racine County Fair, and he was talking to me. I knew the face. I couldn't remember the name. And so I kept thinking. And finally, after he left, I remembered who it was.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. I told him I remembered him. What did we say? All right, we're talking to Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We got a lot of lists to get to before she has to leave. That's straight ahead at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. But first, is Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Just getting safely from one place to another in the war-torn Bosnian capital of Sarajevo is no small task. You heard about the official motorcade that ran into trouble over there. Somebody lobbed a bomb at one of the cars and it landed in the street instead. There was a lot of smoke and debris. About a dozen bystanders were injured, none seriously. The mayor of Sarajevo, riding in the lead car, was furious. And he was scared. The motorcade stopped at City Hall. There were speeches. Next on the schedule was the National Museum and the governor's residence. However, the police commissioner and others in charge were wary after the morning's near miss. There must be, all agreed, a change of plans. Somebody suggested cancel the museum. Others nodded. Some said go straight to the governor's, much better. But better still, another advised, terminate the remainder of the schedule. The situation was completely too risky. But it was a Colonel Bardolph who, after listening to everyone else, finally decided what should be done. The motorcade would proceed as planned, with one exception. At a prescribed intersection, the cars would split up, taking the most important of the VIPs in a direction no terrorist could anticipate. The other authorities nodded, the motorcade resumed, and this is the rest of the story. Out there somewhere among the passers-by, a man is lurking, a man with a gun in his belt and murder on his mind. The world listens but does not hear, he has told himself. And yet after today, he vows, the world will hear. From his vantage point on Lettner Bridge, he can see up and down the boulevard. He knows the route the motorcade will take, a right turn on Franz Joseph Street. It's about time. He must hurry there. And there he stands in front of Schiller's food shop, reaching furtively inside his clothing to touch the weapon that lies concealed therein. And then right on schedule, according to plan, the motorcade turns down Franz Joseph Street. The man with the gun looks up. The cars in the motorcade are passing in perfect order, just as everyone had anticipated. The man steps forward, drawing his pistol. He is no more than 5 feet from his target when he fires twice. 2 shots heard round the world. 80 years ago today, June 28, 1914. For history recalls that then in the Bosnian city, ripped apart by strife even still, a man named Gavrilo Princip emerged from a crowd with a twitch of his finger, plunged the planet into war, the First World War. Yet so far-reaching were the ramifications of the assassination that day that we have all but forgot. The car carrying the doomed Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand was supposed to have turned the other way as the motorcade entered Franz Joseph Street. That was the safety precaution. That was the change of plans. But the Archduke's automobile instead followed the others, according to the original schedule. And World War I was ignited because because for all of the carefully thought out, much discussed, last minute rearrangements, nobody had remembered to tell the one man who had to know, the Archduke Ferdinand's chauffeur. And now you know the rest of the story.
And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It's exactly 7:30. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you like downtown traffic tie-ups and campaign visits, Kenosha's got you covered today. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff will deliver remarks at a Team Harris Walls block party. The event is being held at a downtown Kenosha business and will also feature the Maryland governor. Some downtown Kenosha roads will likely be impacted from the afternoon through the early evening. On Monday, the action returns to Racine with a J.D. Vance rally at Memorial Hall. Early voting in Racine and Kenosha continues to draw large crowds. Voters faced long lines and extended wait times for the second consecutive day yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says issues with clerks' label makers are a contributing factor to the delays, particularly in printing labels for in-person absentee ballots. To speed things up, the commission has authorized clerks to handwrite voters' information on ballot envelopes instead of waiting for labels to print. And the new Amtrak line running through the area already has over 100,000 riders. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago with stops throughout Wisconsin. La Crosse, Toma, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. People riding on the Borealis line got a free drink and a 100 grand bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that the route is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years two trains leave from the cities to Chicago every day. The Borealis line just launched in May of this year.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Wisconsin farmers are reflecting on the challenges they face this growing season and harvest season and are already setting their sights on improvements for the 2025 growing season. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And looking ahead, Dr. Sean Conley, University of Wisconsin Extension soybean specialist, emphasizes the importance of cover crops.
I mean, I think the number one thing I'm really thinking about is, you know, kind of how the farmers are going to be able to respond in 2025. We're coming off of the last 5 years. I think we've had three years of record yields as well as record revenue generation for farmers. But then we start looking at, you know, what I usually use as an indicator is how our used equipment selling. And we're seeing used equipment being sold right now at 20% of what it was last year. So that kind of gives us an indicator that, well, next year and the next couple of years are going to be tough on our farmers in terms of the economics.
That's Dr. Sean Conley, University of Wisconsin Extension soybean specialist, along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. December corn is trading at 419 and three quarters. That's down three quarters. November soybeans are trading at 10.03 and a quarter. That's up 5 3/4. December wheat is trading at 5.79 and a quarter. That is up 3/4. And July 2025 wheat is trading at 6.15, and that is up a penny. On the dairy side of things now, November Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.28 a hundredweight. That is down 12 cents. And December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.58 a hundredweight, up 14 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 190 and 3/4. That was down a quarter. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at 192. That was up 3 cents. And the double A butter closed yesterday at 265 and a half, and that was down 2 1/4 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and it's topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated delights, including cupcakes, cookies, and don't forget O&H's spooky colored Halloween bread. Slice it and it reveals its brilliant Halloween colors. It's all scary good. So visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 62, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of 1/4 inch or more. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka!
The reason we play that because the beer and bacon walk is coming up. Bippity boppity bacon.
It's going to be epic.
Let's talk about that. Keep people just tuning in. So the beer and bacon walk is coming up. Oh, by the way, this is Kelly Cruz, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Where are my manners? And so the beer and bacon walk is coming up, and it's November 2nd.
Yep. November 2nd, so already next Saturday. It's November is coming up quick. So, but yeah, I mean, we've got, of course, candied bacon wrapped water chestnuts, right?
Bippity boppity
bacon. We got bacon and Parmesan stuffed mushrooms, bacon wrapped cocktail weenies in the secret Miller Stadium sauce.
Ooh.
We've got bacon mac and cheese. You can't go wrong with that. This is a new one, Moonshine Bacon Crack, and that's like a dessert. It's almost like peanut brittle, but like with bacon brittle, I guess.
Wait, go back to the bacon and wrapped mushrooms?
Oh, yeah. Bacon and Parmesan stuffed mushrooms. And that's coming from the Hotel Verdant's Eve. So you get to go to the rooftop and go up there.
Is that on their menu?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to add it.
Oh.
I know. They look really delicious. There's so much. Cheesy bacon flatbread.
Ooh.
Bacon cheddar cornbread. That's
good. Cheesy bacon flatbread.
Yep. Reef Point Brewhouse will be making that. It'll be really good.
Oh.
I know. I mean, and then the cornbread, bacon cheddar cornbread, baked right in.
I know. Wow.
I know. So it's going to be, bourbon bacon jam crostinis.
What's that?
It's like a bourbon bacon jam. So like, you know, on a crostini, like a toasted baguette almost.
Oh, okay.
Crostini, like a crostini. Yeah. Prosciutto wrap bacon too.
Yeah. Bippity boppity bacon.
It's
you know how good bacon is? Foods you won't eat. You wrap them in bacon. You'll eat them.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got about 2 pounds added to me right there. My cholesterol went up just by thinking about it. All right, on the 9th, a week later, we've got the holiday parade and tree lighting.
Yes, we kick off the holidays early in downtown. We like people to get down there early so that they can see all of the amazing places that they can shop, dine, buy gift cards for the holidays. Also, then, we don't have to worry about snow-covered streets and all of the ice.
I have
because
a feeling
honestly,
it won't be any snow-covered streets all winter,
no,
but go ahead.
It'll be great. So, yeah, we kick off the holidays on November 9th. This is a nighttime parade, so it's at 5:30 at night, which just, honestly, it is magical. Everyone, all of the lights, all of the dance groups. Before the parade, the pre-party of the parade, we have lots of local high schools, singing groups, bands, choirs. We have, of course, Santa Claus is going to be making an appearance in the parade, and then he is going to light up the holiday tree on Monument Square. So, and followed by that, we even have a small fireworks display.
Wow. Why don't you put lights on the flower pot? That way you don't have to move
it.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be easier?
just string lights on that big flower pot.
Yeah, that would be much easier, but instead that's not the case. But yeah, so... You'll see downtown transforming in the next couple of weeks here. We're going straight from Halloween to holidays.
I tell you, because I drive through it every morning.
Yeah, we got to make the most of it, right?
Yeah, I drive right through and I go real slow and I look at it. It puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, because you're going to see the wreaths going up. Yeah. The holiday banners will go up.
Yeah.
The flower pots will all turn to Christmassy. The lights will go on. I mean, it's going to be beautiful.
And then the week after that, Ladies Day Out from noon to 6 p.m.
Oh yeah. This is a fun one for the ladies. You better grab your girls now. But, all of the downtown stores are going to have specials for the ladies. All of the bars and restaurants are going to be buy one, get one free drinks. But here's the cool part. So every time you make a purchase throughout the day, whether that be a cocktail purchase or a gift purchase or something for yourself in a retail store, you're going to get to draw a card out of a deck of cards. If you pull a queen, you automatically get a cool VIP swag bag that's going to be worth over $30. Plus, we have huge raffle prizes that we're giving away. So we really want to treat the ladies like a queen that day, and it makes it really fun. So every time you go somewhere, just pull in that card. Getting that queen card, and you get so many fun things with that.
Yeah.
It is just fun.
And that's on the 16th of
yes,
November.
All day long. Yep, 12 to 6.
Let's go to the 29th, Beer and Bourbon Black Friday.
Bourbon and beer on Black Friday.
So, that's Black Friday, like shopping Black Friday.
Yes, yeah. So we're trying to give the guys something to do while the ladies are shopping other places. You know, Black Friday is traditionally not as busy in downtown Racine because Small Business Saturday is, you know, the following Saturday.
That's right.
But
following day.
Yeah, so the day after Thanksgiving, have the guys. I mean, girls love bourbon too, but the guys especially. You're going to be tasting 10 different bourbons, as well as there's actually something called bourbon beers. And you'll get to be tasting 10 different bourbon beers. And it's just a good way to get the guys out of the house, walk off some of that turkey, and I don't know, something fun to do, something different. We don't do a lot of events catered to the men. And so this one, we make it kind of manly.
Why don't you set up a bunch of TVs and couches on Monument Square? Guys, couch potato Fridays.
No, we got to get them out of the house. We got to get them moving. Hey, while they're down there, they might as well just pick up like gift cards and jewelry for the ladies, and then they can be done with their holiday shopping.
So many great boutique stores downtown,
too. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know what? If you haven't been to, we went to the 6th Street Theater 2 weeks ago to see,
amazing.
To see Misery. Too bad you missed it. Now, they have a lot of great shows still coming in because the woman who played the lead was the most terrifying person I've ever seen. And she was like, they're right in front of you because it's a small, intimate setting. She was terrifying. I left that, and I can't stop thinking about that show, Misery. Oh. Then we went back and watched the movie. It happened to be on that day on AMC. So we went back and watched it. She is much better than Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates was scary. This woman was terrifying. And she's probably a nice lady. You see her in the street. Probably, hey, how are you? Not with me anymore.
Yeah.
She made eye contact with me when she was on stage. Just for a second.
I guess. You know, they've got some really cool shows coming up. They have Kringle the Musical, which they do every year. So that's always really fun. And then, of course, they've been known for their Snowdance 10-minute comedy festival. Yeah. So they get entries from all over the United States for that.
I got the Cyclone show coming up.
They just redid the inside of the theater. Yeah. Did you notice?
Yes.
They have all brand new chairs. And, If you like theater, we have this gem in the middle of our downtown that a lot of people have never experienced. And it's just really, the actors are fantastic. And it's cool because it's so intimate.
Yeah. Your feet sit on the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the first row.
It probably holds about 100 people.
Yeah. Yeah, and every seat's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. 6th Street Theater, downtown Racine. And finally, let's talk about, we mentioned briefly, Small Business Friday is coming up the day after Thanksgiving.
Small Business Saturday.
Saturday.
We do
Friday?
Something
Saturday.
Really special with this, too. We actually, we started doing this last year, but we have the Grinch comes. And he randomly, if you're out and about shopping, he's going to be giving out over $1,000 in downtown gift cards. So he will just tap you on the shoulder and you're going to grab an envelope, and in it could be anything from a $25 downtown gift card, $10 downtown gift card.
Whoa.
And these are valid at over 100 locations. So you go downtown, support small businesses, do your shopping, and the Grinch will be doing photo ops with the kids. We're going to have Santa Claus down there as well. So it's fun.
Are you going to be the Grinch?
I can't say.
Remember, when you see my face, I'll be friendly looking.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, be friendly looking. Don't look terrible. Don't be that lady from Misery.
Oh,
look terrifying.
The Grinch is good.
Yeah, this will be fun. Okay, that takes us to November. Next time you're in, we'll talk about, because you'll begin in November again. We'll give a review of this and then take you into December. And you guys never sleep.
Never.
All right. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're lucky to have you and your staff, and lucky to have a beautiful downtown. A lot of cities don't have them anymore. They
That's
went bye-bye.
True.
They didn't take care of them. And we have ours. You outlived all the shopping centers that went up to put you out of business. Like Regency Mall's not there anymore. You outlived that. And here you are. You're still going strong.
Yeah, you know what though? I will plead with everybody. For us to have a strong downtown, people actually have to come downtown and spend some money and shop and dine. I mean, really supporting these businesses is more than just driving through downtown.
Yeah.
Stop, park, and you will be amazed how friendly the service is. We have so many businesses that have been in downtown for over 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
These are really anchor businesses and they are amazing. And I'm telling you, do your shopping downtown this holiday.
All right, Kelly Cruz, she's back again in a few weeks. We'll talk more about what's going on downtown Racine. Thanks for stopping in. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so
much.
Now
you got to go deal with your flower pot.
That's right.
Thank you. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director, Downtown Racine Corporation. Hey, I've got some more local news and timeless hits coming right up for you.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot-on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nobody but me. Sunny today, highs near 63. Maybe some rain tonight, lows 50. Cloudy chance of rain tomorrow, high 60. Right now it's clear and 41 degrees at Radio Park. Ah, looks a little windy. Here come the association. news and timeless hits with the Association at WRJM. Time for moron news. A 20-year-old man in Florida has been arrested for robbing at least five churches over the past month. Now, on his phone, he Googled, where do churches keep money and do churches have safes? Yeah, what a genius, huh? No problem putting this guy behind bars, I guess. You don't mess around with Jim. Jim Croce, local news, timeless hits.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. Say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. But do-da-da.
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Have you ever hidden a gift so well you forgot where you put it? 55% of moms say they've hidden the present for a family member so well they forgot where they put it. You gotta write this stuff down, don't you? Here come the Beach Boys.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.